This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Good morning there, Brad. You're on here early this morning. I know sometimes I come on here and call out and no one's here, so I've been in the habit of waiting till closer to 25 after. But, yeah, things are not bad. Looks pretty, like, potential to be thunderstormy, if you will, today, which is interesting. Oh, another thing that's interesting, I just drove past the old Rite Aid in the village of Alton, and all the lights are on inside, which is kind of not normal. I don't know if they're on some kind of timer, and I don't normally notice, but I doubt that's it. I think I would have noticed. Maybe they're doing some construction in there. I haven't heard about what they're going to turn that into. And I know that even the one in Lancaster hasn't been turned into anything. So, actually, I have two in Lancaster. One in Lancaster, one in Dubuque. But yeah, so far, so good. How's your day looking?
Well, yesterday was a pretty big, I won't say busy day, but I accomplished a number of tasks. So that was good. I got to do a little bit of reloading for tonight. And then just see what else needs to putz around. I want to work on that antenna today, especially if it's raining. It's good to work inside. So hopefully I can finish that up. So I want to get you back your SWR meter and your power meter. Both those meters that you loaned me, I want to get those back to you as quickly as I can. And other than that, going to Blaisdell tonight to do some group therapy.
Nice. fun. Yeah, good day to definitely start the day with some indoor projects. And I know I mentioned that I'd like to put the antenna that I've been thinking out portable on the analyzer, but to be honest with you, it's been working satisfactorily. I've had, you know, I know it's a vertical portable antenna, so it's not going to be, you know, as good as some, you know, incredibly long wire or, you know, directional antenna, you know, on a 100-foot tower or something, but it does quite well. I'm very happy with it, and Russ and I, we were talking about this, because he was even saying, you know, oh, that he could loan me his in the time being, but it tunes up so well. It's just like click, 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 and it's already tuned, which tells me that it was really close to begin with. So whenever you're done, no rush. If it takes you a while to nail down that project, I'd rather you have the tools at your disposal to get that all tuned up and working perfectly. I don't know what in my search prompted this, but in my Facebook Marketplace feed, it shows like ads from other sites, and I want to say it was, I don't know if it was Banggood, which I doubt it was, but it was some other site that had a an antenna mount with a tracking system in it, so that you could put it on a tripod and then you could track the satellite.
Yeah, that would definitely be helpful when I get to that stage. You know, first thing is just to, I did download the LookForSat app, but I couldn't find the names of the radio or ham radio satellites, so I've got to go back in and do that. I deleted it because I didn't like it at first, but I'll go back and do that. And then I have gone on to Heavens Above. Maybe that would be the one to give me the names of the ham satellites. I'm not sure, but I'll have to look into that.
Do you know if the crew from Artemis 2 was transmitting on ham radio at all during their tour?
I didn't hear if they were or not. I did see a video the other day. I don't know when the guy recorded it, but he was able to, they were doing, the ISS was doing some SSTV.
In fact, I think I had seen something along those lines, which made me think of it. But you're right, I had seen ISS as well. I didn't see Artemis. Yeah. Interesting. Well, maybe they had a lot of other stuff going on.
Yeah, Artemis probably had a lot of testing going on, new equipment, new software and stuff that they wanted to try out, so they might not have had that opportunity. Where the International Space Station, I won't say has more free time, but they might have a little bit more opportunity to do it, if that makes sense.
Not enough extra time for drinking droplets of Tang out of midair or mid-nothing. I guess it would be air, right? They would have to, if you're doing that kind of test, they would have oxygen in there. They're not in their suits.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they would have to have oxygen in there. I don't know how those people, ride a rocket to begin with. I don't know if I could do that. And to be in such an enclosed, like the International Space Station, for how many weeks or months that they're up there, I don't know if I could be in such an enclosed space like that. This is KE2GBQ.
You know, I know some people talk about, the salary of the astronaut, which is not phenomenal. Decent, but not phenomenal. And, there's a lot of training that leads up to it. There's the recognition, definitely when things go well. Unfortunately, recognition when things don't. But I guess what would bother me is the damage to your body once you leave our atmosphere. That is kind of permanent. I guess you never know what. Hopefully, you are shielded enough to cause minimal damage upon your return.
Yeah, the radiation, the UV radiation, all sorts of radiation that comes from the sun. I know I read somewhere where, pilots, commercial pilots and, flight attendants and stuff, because they do fly so much that they're, even at that altitude, there is less protection from the atmosphere for those types of things, and so I think there is a higher rate, I thought it was, of different diseases.
That, and I would think you're probably breathing in bottled air for a lot of that, which probably is not great for you as well. Of course, there's a lot of contaminants in the air that we breathe down here, but I'm sure they're all contributors. I think every profession has some kind of negative effect on us. Even, you talk about even working in the clean room, how it can change your sensitivities to, natural contaminants, and you're sometimes almost better off just working outdoors. But then, you get sun exposure and, the weathering of your body from being outside. There's all these trade-offs, and I guess that's just life, finding that balance. All right, I've got 6:29. I'll pause and say good morning to anyone else that wants to join us. This is K2BCB.
Good morning, YouTube. This is KC2PET.
Two questions for you, Ross. One, I did change my receive on delay and my hang time, so I'm curious if my tail crashes are any different. And question number two, are you finding that this world is weathering you down in any way, as we've been talking about?
Well, the answer to your two questions, we have to listen to see if your tail's still there or not. And two, I would say yes, the world is weathering down. Sadly, I think a lot of people are feeling the same way. Kind of let down, society is, dwindling away.
Thinking more of, what issue, do you feel that you are doing yourself a disservice? Like, for me, you know, I used to have the indoor HF antenna and subjecting myself, you know, for a hobby to some of that RF radiation. You know, if you were a surfer, you might be subjecting yourself to, you know, the water and the sun. That was more of the weathering down of Ross, weathering of Ross that I was thinking.
Oh, that type of weathering. No, I think actually my hobbies like I said, keep me in line. Definitely my daughter, when I spend time with her, that helps. But, yeah, I don't think so. Like I said, it's more or less what's going on in the world is probably what brings you down more than anything else.
About some of the chemicals that I have subjected myself to over the years, and one common one I'm sure Brad's got in his garage as well is brake clean. That is one heck of a cleaner. And in fact, I was using some this past weekend, and it was not on brakes, and it was working great. Of course, I had my gloves on, but just being in that same, I can't say room because I was in the garage, but just being in that same environment as that stuff's evaporating, it's probably taking a toll.
Yeah, when I first moved into our house, I got rid of that Roundup. I know that stuff's pretty bad. I actually had gloves on, and I threw that stuff right out. I know Roundup is very cancerous, and gets rid of weeds pretty good, but it's not very good for you. So that was the first thing I got rid of. And I don't know, I have a cabinet for mine that's fenced to the outside. It's so conveniently put in there by the previous owner of my house because he used to work on vehicles. And yeah, his cabinet actually vents to the outside, so that's kind of a plus. I do have all those cleaners as well, WD-40, brake cleaner, PV blaster, all that stuff. I know that some of that, I saw they have a lot of warnings on that type of stuff. But yeah, I am very cautious. Even with gas, I don't really like to keep gas in the garage. But like I said, I think there's enough cracks and enough vents, I think, to safely take all the vapors outside.
Yeah, definitely when your garage is attached to your house, just because your nose, your smeller doesn't smell it anymore, doesn't mean it's not there. It's just the particles per million is probably dropping, or you're getting used to it, which is also not good. All right, back to you, Brad.
You got to talking about chemicals and, you know, brake cleaner, yes. I do have brake cleaner, especially the stuff that you buy from AutoZone or Advanced Auto Parts. That's some good cleaner, but I'm sure there's some things that you're supposed to use in an open space. I did buy some heavy-duty degreaser from AMSOIL that works really pretty good. Maybe not as good as the brake cleaner, but pretty good in and of itself, and it's got a more of a citrus smell to it, so I think it's a little bit pleasant. But, when Selenium, that PCB really took a toll on me.
It's funny, you know, thinking about those two popular chemicals, isopropyl and Selenium. I used to be a big fan of isopropyl. I'd clean everything with it. And I know there's, you know, we use 99.9 whatever percent, maybe it's just 99, but anyway, I know they say cutting it with water 50% can be even better depending on your application. But I love that smell. It can be really strong. It doesn't bother me. For many years I didn't really use it, and I found it really strong. Just being in the same room with it, walking around the production areas, I'm like, holy cow, how can you guys stand this? But I've got to the point now where I am, what's the term, nose blind. I really don't notice it anymore. And it's doesn't have that pungent, really sweet smell that I thought it once did. And it probably still does. And I don't know what's changed, but, yeah, it doesn't bother me anymore. Which it should, you know.
Yeah, I forgot about the trichloroethylene, even. Trichloroethylene, you know, do with the stuff at home. Trichloroethylene, I know that was very, very bad. What Millennium replaced trichloroethylene. I told my dad, here they used it,
I don't know if everyone else is hearing the same thing, but wherever you're driving through, Ross, you've got some kind of either RF interference that's really strong next to you, or maybe it's happening at, no, I think it's probably near you, because I heard it direct too, or maybe there's some kind of like Demogorgon, you know, alien monster crawling over you as you're driving down the road. But a lot of your last transmission, at least for me, was broken up and pretty garbled.
Sure wasn't me. I have frog in my throat. Maybe that might have been it.
Brad, you were listening to Ross Direct. How did he sound on his second last transmission?
I'm wondering if I doubled with him on his second to last transmission.
That would explain it. Okay. Yep, there we go.
So, I pulled up the swinger onto yesterday, Travis. I don't know, what happened. Maybe it's just the atmospheric. I know, you said Brad was pretty staticky tone in there. I don't hear it at all today, so. Whatever it was, it must have fixed itself.
Aside from what we assume was doubling, I think today's been pretty good. Curious if my tail crashes are any better. I need to change something somewhere else in the system.
They've been very good. I haven't heard any tail crashes. The only one yesterday, I think, was our very last over when I last talked to you. You were saying goodbye to me, and I think that was the only tail crash that I heard. Today, so far, I haven't heard them at all.
It's good. Yeah, like I said, I just changed those two settings. I bumped hang time from 400 to 1200. And receive on delay from 0 to 15. And I don't think it's 15 milliseconds. I think they're increments of like 20 milliseconds. So maybe 300 milliseconds is what it ends up being, something like that.
Well, so far it's been working. You're not cutting any of your message. I can hear the beginning and the end of your messages. So I guess it's working like it should. So it's not really, like I said, hampering your... receive and transmit side of things, so, yeah, I guess that's a little last play with that, see what it does.
I'm supposed to buy a used printer, 3D printer, from Jay today. Yeah, I don't think Lynn's very happy with me. I told her I was thinking about it the other day, and then this morning I told her I'm definitely going to do it, and she made a comment about how I keep buying all this radio stuff, and... I have other things I should be spending my money on, and probably true. And yeah, so I might have to. And I said this a couple months ago. I'll have to ease up on my spending a little bit, but I think I'm at a. Oh, I got a phone call from Lynn. KC2NVM.
KC2NVM. 3D printers are not radio stuff, so you should be in the clear.
Well, good morning, Jeff. I'll let Travis take his call. Good morning to you. And I'll let you and Brad talk.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good morning, Jeff. How are you? Your audio is a little bit low on my end.
Okay. Well, I'm in my Subaru using Bluetooth, so it might be something to do with that. Or it could just be I need to adjust some things.
I would agree with Brad, Jeff. It does seem a little low. I know when I have the link, you can turn that up. I don't know about the Apple side of it. Maybe the Subaru's got lower volume. Hey, we can hear you, it's just that's really low. Brad, did you ever get to play around with cross band repeat yet? I know you guys said you got it working. Did you ever use it yet?
I have not really used it yet. I should. I keep thinking about it. But I have not used it yet. I don't know. I did go for a walk one day a couple weeks ago. I thought I had it on, and I bumped the scan or changed the channel, something, and it, when I got back to the house, it was like on a different channel, and I'm like, what the heck happened there? So, I don't know. Jeff, don't forget, there's two devices tonight.
I, of course, left the house with one. I'm going to have to run home and get one. Is the other one, like, 12?
Yeah, 12 would work.
Yeah, I got to go home at lunch, probably.
Yeah, I got to make sure I've got enough to feed that device, which should not be a problem for me tonight.
KC2NVM, I got to go. Have a good day, everyone.
KC2NVM, I will see you tonight. And KC2PET, how are you today? I missed you yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday I had to come in early. So I had to get my daughter off the bus. Being Easter 2 weeks ago, kind of threw our schedule all up, so my wife had to work. I actually go into work yesterday, so I was at work. I had to go in early and leave early, and I was going to miss you guys in the morning. So, yeah, I'm going to be glad once this whole schedule thing gets straightened out, mainly due to her boss. I mean, I feel good that I'm doing, make just air time for her so my wife can work her hours. This is the one that's going through ovarian cancer, so she got her treatments and all that stuff, and that's why we're adjusting all of our schedules and everything. And hopefully she will get, well, not, she's not fully cured, but hopefully she goes into remission and never comes back.
Yeah, hopefully it does for her, goes into remission. And it does make it a little difficult for you guys, adjusting your schedules, but fortunately, TCB is accommodating for you. That makes it nice. And then you get to spend time with your daughter, and I think those times are special.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. She's a bundle of joy. It's so good to be with her. I'm glad I have her in my life. Yeah, I think sometimes healthy keeps it together, so. Oh, I just pulled it to work. It's like, I think, Brad, we are finally, I want to say, out of snow, weather, and cold. I was hoping it was good from here. I got 58 right now in the truck.
Yeah, I think we're pretty much out of the cold for now. I know that we'll probably get a frost sometime this month and sometime in May, because I always remember my parents would do things at the cemetery, plant flowers and stuff, and I remember my dad having to go there and cover up stuff, or even in the yard, cover up stuff with newspapers so that it didn't, they didn't get frostbite. So, but that was down in Olean, a little bit high, a little bit of different elevation, further away from the lake, so hopefully we're through that stuff finally.
No, I hate to say it, but I was looking at my grass, I'm like, maybe next weekend I might have to mow it. That's really, my grass is really starting to take off. So, I know, I think my neighbor, actually I think I heard this weekend, I don't know if my neighbor, maybe a couple of houses out, I think they actually mowed. I believe, if I remember hearing it correctly, it's the case that was the lawnmower I heard.
Yeah, when I was at the club Thursday night, someone had mentioned that a neighbor of his had mode. And he said, yeah, he said, after it was done, it actually looked pretty good. It must have really needed it. My back yard is definitely just about ready to be cut. The front, now my front takes a beating because it faces south, and there's not a lot of shade out there, and it really takes a beating, you know, in the summer and in the winter, too, just gets beat. So that's going to take a little bit longer.
Yeah, I got a lot of, I got a lot of sticks and branches that I got to cut. I should do that first before I mow. I don't think a lawnmower's not a wood chipper, so. Maybe this week I may, maybe me and my daughter go out and pick up the yard a little bit. I got the lawnmowers going. I did oil changes and sharpened the blade there, things. I got that done already. So I should pick up the yard and get all ready to be mowed.
Yeah, I got the blade sharpened. I actually went out and bought a balancer for it so I could make sure it's balanced. It was a lot of balance. I was kind of surprised. We picked up all the sticks and stuff in the yard, or 99% of them. I did rake up a bunch of arborvitae that got left over when Davy Tree came and trimmed our arborvitae in the winter. But they got caught in the snow, so they missed a lot of stuff just because it was snowing and you couldn't see it. It was coming down really heavy, so yeah, I got all that picked up. So should be pretty good when I fire up the lawnmower for the first time this year.
So what type of balancer do you have? My dad's got one. I borrowed his. This is basically a pedestal with kind of like a pin in the middle of it, and it's a round triangle. And the blade sits on that, and then obviously if it's this level, it's balanced. What kind of balancer do you have?
Sounds like the same thing. There's a base with a point on it, and then I'm going to say a round pyramid, but it's got rings on it for different size holes. You set that on the pin, and then when you set your blade on it, if everything is balanced, it sits pretty straight. So I think it sounds like the same thing.
Yeah, the exact same thing. Than mine. My dad brought me out to that one day. And I was grinding away. He's like, you know, you don't want to get them too far out of balance. So I'm like, well, okay, well, how the hell do you tell it's balanced? And then he brought this thing. I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, it's hard to sharpen. I do my mother-in-law's lawnmower, too. I get that going for her, kind of like a service for her. But so the mulching blades, they got that. It starts up straight, and it kind of curves up, and then looks straight and curves back down. Those are... Some of the things, that curved part, I actually have to sharpen by hand. Because normally I just run them down the grinder. Normally they don't have the fancy curves in them, so I don't know what those. I guess the curve's supposed to help with mulching. I don't know. But, yeah, those mulching blades, they're definitely hard to sharpen on a grinder.
I would agree. I do mine all by hand. I've got a nice file, put it in the vise, and... take a few strokes on each side and then on the back side and put it on the balancer and check it again. I also, this year, took a wire brush to it, and I was surprised that there was some grass that was sticking to it. So that might have thrown the balance off a little bit. So, but it's all sharp now. It's ready to go on. I actually have two blades. I think the one is on there now. So I take one off, put a sharp one on, and then bring the other one in the house to clean it, sharpen it, and then it's always ready if I need it.
Yeah, you talk about grass sticking. When my lawnmower was new, I've been doing this for years. I just take any color, it doesn't matter. Just spray paint. You know, take the blades off, spray paint the deck, and the grass will not stick to the bottom of the deck. I just start doing that. My mother-in-law's hurt and so much grass sticks on it when I get it. It's amazing how much grass sticks to the deck. I found that I've just thrown a cheap spray can and do a once over with it, and the grass never sticks to it.
Oh, I like that idea. I should tell my daughter about that too. She's got a big deck mower, for her yard. It's really pretty big. I usually power wash mine every year, get everything off of it. But that's what I should do is clean it up this year, spray it. Like you said, doesn't matter what color it is, just spray it, and it would help it last longer. Absolutely, I like that idea. Good idea, Ross.
Yeah, every once in a while I come up with something. But, all right, Brad, I got to get in there. Okay, 73 to you. You have a good day. Enjoy. Fuck you, bro. 82, 82. 73, Brad, have a good day.
73 is KC2PET. This is KE2GDQ, and we're clear of the channel.